statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-30s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies. Fog will drop down to the lower 20s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with fog early, then clearing skies, warmer temperatures in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. As we head into Friday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see warmer temperatures, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 28.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA Chief Economist Robert Johanson is on the move. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announcing that Johanson will leave USDA and become Associate Director of Economics and Policy Analysis for the American Sugar Alliance at the end of January. He also announced Dr. Seth Meyer returning to USDA as the new Chief Economist. Perdue said that Rob's leadership and economic support over the last couple of years with trade disruptions and COVID-19 relief have helped make the evidence-based decisions when designing programs to assist American farmers and ranchers during this time of need. Meyer, a research professor and associate director for the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri, known as FAPRI, Meyer previously headed the World Ag Outlook Board in the Office of the Chief Economist. The agency at USDA is charged bringing together USDA resources and the assessment of crops around the world. A report last week out of USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture and Purdue University shows a strong job demand for new college graduates with degrees in agricultural programs. U.S. college graduates can expect approximately 59,400 job opportunities annually between now and 2025. This reflects a 2.6% growth from the previous 5 years. Employer demand will exceed the supply of available graduates with bachelor's degree or higher in agriculture-related fields. A USDA NIFA spokesperson said students studying agriculture have made a sound career choice and will graduate into a strong and growing job market in the years ahead. Graduates earning degrees with emphasis in food, agriculture, renewable natural resources, and the environment will account for 61% of the annual supply pool. Most employment opportunities will be in business and management, 42%, and another 31% in science and engineering. Openings anticipated in education, communication, and government will make up 14%. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. All many healthcare workers across the state of Kansas are receiving the COVID-19 vaccine for the first time. Many individuals are asking that if you've already tested positive for COVID-19 and have the antibodies to prevent a reinfection, do you still need to get the shot? And KSN News reports that according to the CDC, that answer is yes.
Some people are, you'll get antibodies for your whole life and you'll be able to detect it for their whole life. And that data is usually known the longer it's been in the community. So the interval of testing for an antibody to see if it's still present isn't really hardly defined.
That was Dr. Dana Hawkins, the Medical Director of Infectious Prevention and Control at the System Health on KSN News. In other news, a 75-year-old Hutchinson woman was killed when her car she was driving crossed the center line and struck a semi head-on. KSN News reports the event happened around 7 p.m. last night in Haviland on U.S. 54. The driver and the passenger in the semi were not injured in the accident. Mid-America Network News.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's bring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you pay too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select S-Top vehicles with approved credit by tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XL in stock. TPO for store. Amazon fee $60,980. Plus interest $20,000. Alternative factory tax rate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualified. Offer rebates, ticket, fire sales excluded. Offers expire December 31st, 2020.
The Topeka City Council has voted to ban discrimination based on gender identity, sexual orientation, and veteran status. The council yesterday unanimously approved banning discrimination for LGBTQ and veterans in work, housing, and public accommodations. The first offense carries a possible $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail. A second offense carries a possible $2,500 fine and a year in jail. The ordinance also was updated to prevent discrimination through telecommunication devices, which includes harassment over social media. In other news, Dodge City Mayor Joyce Warshaw is resigning after receiving threats over supporting a mask mandate. Warshaw announced yesterday that her resignation is effective immediately. The Dodge City Globe reports that Warshaw had been threatened since being quoted in a USA Today story published on Friday last week. In the article, she said she supported a mask mandate. Warshaw said yesterday that she loves Dodge City, but is concerned that people are not acting normally because of pressures caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Some of the emails threatening Warshaw have been turned over to the Dodge City Police Department. Mid-America Network News.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in Nebraska has been steadily declining recently, but it remains at a high level that worries health experts. Dr. James Lawler with the University of Nebraska Medical Center's Global Center for Health Security says it's important for Nebraskans to remain vigilant about maintaining social distance because the virus trends could turn negative before vaccines become widely available to the general public in the spring. Nebraska says 693 people were hospitalized on Monday. That number has been generally decreasing since the state set a record of 987 on November 20th. And even as a vaccine began trickling out to states this week, Nebraska's prisons continue to struggle with the spread of the virus. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says 18 staff members across the state's prison system have tested positive for the virus since the end of last week. I'm Rick Averett, and that is your Wednesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eck Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford Instar. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Local authorities have recently received numerous reports of fraudulent unemployment claims. The identity, personal information of these victims has been compromised. To report the fraudulent activity with the Kansas Department of Labor, go online to dol.ks.gov. Again, dol.ks.gov. On the front page is a box, Report Unemployment Fraud Online. Click that link. You'll be taken to another page with a box, Click Here to Report Fraudulent Activity. Click on that for a form to complete and submit and report fraud. It's been suggested that calling the fraud hotline will take longer than completing the short online form at dol.ks.gov. A fraudulent claim that is created using you or your employee's personal information, including Social Security number and date of birth, indicates that personal information is exposed and there's a risk of further financial harm. In such cases, the following steps may also be taken: contacting the Federal Trade Commission at identitytheft.gov, placing a fraud alert with your credit record with the credit bureaus Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, contacting your financial provider to flag your regular transactions, checking your Social Security earnings statements online to make sure your reported wages are correct. That's available online at socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. Kansas Department of Labor wants to ensure unemployment benefits are not being diverted from the trust fund to those who are not eligible. Kansas Department of Labor is a law enforcement agency, and its system generates a police report number. Again, for online reports, go to dol.ks.gov. Authorities report phone and online scams are on the rise. Many different varieties are being attempted. Amazon payment decline involves the victim being contacted, usually online, being instructed to give or reenter personal or financial information to correct the declined payment situation. Do not give personal or financial information to unknown sources or company contacts. If you're unsure, do your research. Call or email a trusted source contact and refrain from giving any information to unverified sources. An additional COVID-related fatality in Marshall County was reported over the weekend, bringing the total to 18 thus far. The health department is releasing no information as to demographics, etc. 52 positive cases remain as of Monday, with 6 hospitalized and 694 recovered. Washington County on Friday reported 21 active cases, 1 hospitalized, 8 COVID-related deaths, and 336 recoveries. Nemahal County reports 9 additional COVID-related deaths over the past week, all over the age of 65. As of Tuesday, 43 have died, with 74 active cases, down nearly half from 138 a week ago. 1,137 have recovered to date in Nemahal County. Andrew Mayer, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Private family graveside service planned at the Antioch Cemetery at a later date. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Andrew Mayer. Alberta E. Violand, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Private funeral services will be planned, with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Alberta Violand. Eldon E. Johnson, age 89, of Wymore, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Eldon Johnson.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
First half 2020 property taxes are due December 20th. Due to COVID, the Marshall County Treasurer's Office encourages you to pay by mail, drop box at the courthouse, at any local bank, or online at marshall.kansasgov.com. Credit or debit card payments by phone will be accepted, but may include a fee. Masks and social distancing required for in-person activity. Please call the Marshall County Clerk's Office at 562-5363 if you need additional assistance.
Santa is ready for your letters. Drop your letters to Santa at the Marysville City Hall until December 18th. Sponsored by Marysville Chamber and Main Street, the City of Marysville, and the North Pole.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this low that brought some rain and snow across the central parts of the Midwest yesterday is now moving off towards the east. High pressure system will move into the area, bringing us quiet weather as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Definitely going to see some fog. We'll continue with quiet weather Friday with a dry cold front that's going to push through Friday night, bringing us some cooler temperatures, it looks like, as we head towards Saturday. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, mid-30s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. 10. Tonight, we'll have fog, clear skies around 20. For tomorrow, fog early, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 20s. As we into Friday, mostly sunny skies, upper 40s. Friday night, partly cloudy, we'll see temperatures around 20 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42. Record high on this date, 66. The average low, 20. And the record low is 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:06.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Pine nuts are a key ingredient in pesto. Are pine cones edible as well? We will take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 16th, the 351st day of the year. Writers Jane Austen and Arthur C. Clarke were born on this day. Pine cones help make for a lovely holiday decoration. And if you're ever lost in the wilderness, they could help save your life. The best pine cones for eating are the young, soft ones, easily opened by hand to reveal the nutty, flavored pine nuts inside. And even after they've matured and hardened, the cones can be crushed into a powder to provide sustenance in a pinch. In Russia, pine cone jam is often used to ease symptoms of asthma and bronchitis. Certain species can be toxic, though. Avoid the ones of ponderosa, Jeffrey, lodgepole pine, as well as Rocky Mountain juniper. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. A winning night for Kansas teams on the round ball court last night. The Wichita State Shockers defeating the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes 69-65. And the Kansas State Wildcats over the Iowa State Cyclones in Ames 74-65. Round ball action yet to happen this week. KU will take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And on Saturday, the K-State Wildcats take on the Baylor Bears. Two of the seven Big Ten Champions Week games were canceled yesterday due to COVID outbreaks as an uncertain postseason looms for college football. The rivalry game between Indiana and Purdue set for Friday, called off for the second time in 2 weeks. Michigan's game at number 18 Iowa on Saturday also canceled, the third straight Wolverines game to be called off. Also called off due to COVID-19, the Frisco Bowl, which was scheduled for Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers now on select stock vehicles with a group credit for tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XL stock 2046 Ford. MSRP 60,980 plus gift discount 8,000. Alternative effect rate entry 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Level qualified. All Ford rebates titular. Fire sales excluded. Offers expired December 2020.
The NFL won't be cutting in line to get the coronavirus vaccine. DeMaurice Smith, executive director of the NFL Players Association, says no one should be thinking about the vaccine going anywhere other than our first responders and the most vulnerable people right now. Dr. Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical officer, said we're in complete harmony with the union in that we feel it's vital that frontline healthcare workers and other essential service workers are at the front of the line. Top 25 teams in the AP's college men's basketball poll shows that KU remains at number 5. We'll run through the top 10. Gonzaga, Baylor, Iowa, Michigan State, Kansas, then Houston, Villanova, West Virginia, Creighton, and Tennessee. The AFC leading Kansas City Chiefs back in action this weekend as they take on the New Orleans Saints. That game will take place in New Orleans and kickoff is set for 3:25. So there you have it, your Wednesday look at Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Taking a look at your high school basketball scoreboard for Tuesday. On the girls' side, Marysville defeats Concordia 53-27. Axtell falls to Wetmore 56-24. Hanover beats Blue Valley Randolph 61-41. Lynn drops to Clifton Clyde 46-40. Washington County defeats Centralia in a close one 42-41. Diller Eldell beats Johnson Rock 36-29. And Southern wins at Falls City 40-29. Boys score. Marysville beats Concordia 63-54. Axtell defeats Wetmore 51-42. Hanover rolls by Blue Valley Randolph 63-24. And Lynn falls to Clifton Clyde 54-27. Both boys and girls games, Centralia and Onega and Frankfort and Valley Heights games were postponed. That's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard for Tuesday. It was a Marysville sweep over Concordia Tuesday night in high school basketball action in Marysville. In the girls' game, Marysville picked up their first win of the season in a big way, defeating the Lady Panthers 53-27. Madison Rotobaum led the way for the Lady Bulldogs with 17 points, followed by Eva Peschel with 11. Kendall Reynolds led Concordia with 9 points, who fall to 1-2 on the year. Marysville girls improved to 1-3. In the boys' game, a 19-point fourth quarter helped the Bulldogs pull away from Concordia, winning 63-54. Gavin Peschel led Marysville in scoring with 23 points, and Ben Kirkland followed with 13. Wyatt Trost led Concordia with 20 points. The Panthers fall to 2-1 on the year, and Marysville improves to 4-0. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
On April 12, 1861, Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter. The man who returned fire for the Union became far more famous, though, for something unrelated to the war. The story of those first shots and how they impacted another piece of history is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of 6 books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside.
For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In December 1860, South Carolina seceded from the Union. However, Major Robert Anderson and a force of just over 100 men occupied the fort into April 1860.
General Beauregard, who was the commander of the Confederate forces here in Charleston, was trying to get Anderson to leave the fort so they could control their own harbor entranceway. And so they write back and forth a couple of different times trying to get Anderson to leave the fort.
Don Davis shares the story from Fort Sumner. The two sides did not reach an agreement, though, and at 4:30 a.m. on April 12, 1861, Confederate forces began to shell the fort. 2 hours later, the Union soldiers, running low of supplies and ammunition, fired their first shots of the war.
Captain Abner Doubleday is Anderson's second in command, the legendary inventor of baseball. History has shown, though, he actually did not invent the sport, but what we can tell you is he did fire the Union's first shot of the war.
The Union surrendered on April 13th. But by 1863, the Union returned and laid siege to win back the fort. Confederate troops withstood the assault for almost 2 years.
They're going to endure a 20 to 22-month siege where they are bombarded with roughly 7 million pounds of artillery. It, in essence, reduces Fort Sumter to rubble around them.
In February of 1865, Confederate forces left the fort under the cover of darkness. In April of that year, a ceremony was held to commemorate the recapturing of the fort. President Abraham Lincoln was invited for the ceremony held on April 14th. He declined. That night, he was assassinated at Ford's Theater. Traveling the countryside in Charleston, South Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 66 acres more or less Marshall County grassland in Herkimer Township, selling Friday, December 18th, 10 a.m. for Constance County Kramer. This is located from Lone Elm Corner on Highway 77, 5 miles west on Cherokee Road, then 2 miles north on Arrowhead Road, an 8 mile north and an 8 mile west the intersection. Located in a fenced pasture with creek water that lies along two rock roads in Herkimer Township, heavy timber along the creek considered good habitat for wildlife such as white-tailed deer, turkey, and coyotes. This could be a home build site as rural water is nearby, located approximately 1/2 mile south of the state line. This land is located in a good farming community. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Rob Olmsted or Tom Olmsted, Friday, December 18th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Parish Hall, rural Bremen. For information, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted. Go online to olmstedrealestate.com.
Winter weather can strike just about anywhere, anytime. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Riding out the storm will be easier if you've prepared a winter emergency kit when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Some of my fondest memories of childhood were when a fierce winter storm knocked out power and the roads were closed for days. We sat around the fireplace to keep warm and rode the snowmobile into town because that was the only way to get there. I don't recall having issues with food and water, but when you're impacted by winter weather, it's always a good idea to be prepared with an emergency kit. Ashley Mueller is an Extension Disaster Education Coordinator at the University of Nebraska. She says your kit should include enough supplies to get you and your family through 3 days.
So, of course, water and food, very important. Water, the recommended amount is about a gallon per person for at least 3 days, but additional water is always suggested. Food, non-perishable items, and a non-electric can opener. And then other supplies would include, you know, a flashlight, radio, cell phone charger that maybe has a battery backup.
Also toss in hand sanitizer, paper towels, plastic bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation if water supplies are limited. Put everything in a sturdy storage container with a lid. Mueller recommends having a kit for your pets with food, water, and other things to keep them comfortable.
I know sometimes storms can cause stress, not only for people, but for our furry and four-legged friends as well. So, you know, things that might make them more comfortable, such as a special toy or, you know, even some treats so that you can focus on weathering it out rather than being stressed.
Make another emergency kit just for stress relief. Throw in a deck of cards, puzzles, games, and other family entertainment that will keep your mind off of what's going on outside. You'll find more tips for building winter emergency kits at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The short story, The Gift of the Magi, was published in 1905, but its theme is timeless, and it embodies the spirit of Christmas. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So The Gift of the Magi is about Jim and Della. They're a young couple that don't have much money, and they secretly want to buy each other Christmas presents. So Della cuts off her long hair that Jim loves and sells it to buy Jim a watch chain for his treasured gold watch. But here's where it gets tricky. Jim sells his watch to buy Della beautiful hair combs. Obviously, neither can use the gift from the other, but they are so touched by their generosity because they saw what the other sacrificed to buy it. In this story, the love that went into those gifts is what matters. So this Christmas, think about sharing gifts of love that come from the heart, because Christmas isn't about the stuff you get. It's about having a generous heart, too.
Lifetime Vision Center would like to ask everyone buying gifts for children to please examine and check all safety guidelines on the packaging. Also, make sure that the toys are age appropriate to ensure a happy time of play this holiday season. Safety first, from Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
A seed company plants some goodwill with injured veterans. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Farmers who bought a specific seed corn variety for the 2020 crop year helped Wiffle's hybrids contribute to a great cause. Jill Lohr is communications manager for the Geneseo, Illinois Seed Company.
We really launched Serving Those Who Serve because of our service-oriented mindset. That's one of our core values, is to serve others, and we kind of wanted to go beyond our products and our customer service. We were so excited to launch Serving Those Who Served, and the initiative supports Homes for Our Troops. And Homes for Our Troops is a national organization, and they build and donate specially adapted custom homes for severely injured post-9/11 veterans.
Laura says Wiffle's contributed $2 per bag for one specific hybrid variety and also donated proceeds from the sale of some co-branded apparel. Additional monies came from fundraisers arranged by local seed reps and district sales managers. And Laura says the total came to more than $67,000.
You know, as an independent seed company, we know the importance of independence, and to be able to support these veterans and give them back their independence in any way we can is really important to us.
Laura says Wiffle's will raise funds again in the coming year and involve two varieties of seed this time. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Wednesday. On the Farm Broadcaster sits back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's not a big jump. Oil prices have moved higher in the past week thanks to encouraging results from the first rounds of the COVID-19 vaccinations through the UK and the United States. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy noted that pushed oil prices this week to some of the highest we've seen during the pandemic. And he notes oil prices will continue to ride the vaccine's coattails for the foreseeable future. Encouraging news will push oil prices higher. Discouraging news will make them drop. Will the economies of the world return to, quote, normal? And will oil consumption increase in the year to come? That's the question Patrick DeHaan says it's just too early to say.
We just have no way of realizing at this point how it's going to progress, how many doses of vaccine, any issues that could arise from that. 2021 will likely be the most difficult to accurately forecast when it comes to oil and gas prices because of the amount of factors that are completely unpredictable.
DeHaan noted OPEC agreed last week to increase production in an effort to get ahead of the demand curve as well as discourage the United States from getting back into the production business. And in other news, Department of Agriculture Chief Economist Robert Johanson is on the move. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced this week that Johanson will leave USDA to become Associate Director of Economics and Policy Analysis for the American Sugar Alliance at the end of January. Perdue also announced that Dr. Seth Meyer will return to USDA to be the new chief economist. Meyer is a research professor and an associate director for the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. Meyer was previously the head of the World Ag Outlook Board in the Office of the Chief Economist, the agency at USDA charged bringing together USDA resources in the assessment of crops around the world. So again, as United States Department of Agriculture Chief Economist Johanson departs, Meyer named his successor. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia holiday bonus cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 finance.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service intends to reinstate the Agricultural Labor Survey that was suspended on September 30th. NAS will mail the questionnaires and collect data immediately for the survey period that was originally scheduled for October of this year. The report will then be published February 11th and will include data for the July and October 2020 reference dates. The report will include annual average wage rates, hired workers, and hours worked. The Agriculture Framework Advocacy Group, Farm Worker Justice, said that they are protesting the original September 30th action by the Trump administration, canceling the Farm Labor Survey of Ag Employers that used to be used by the Department of Labor to set the main minimum wage under the H-2A guest worker program. Well, after that suspension was challenged in federal court, a preliminary injunction was issued and ordered NAS to reinstate the data collection. NAS said the Federal Register that if the court's order is modified or dissolved in the future, NAS will publish a subsequent notice informing the public of that development as well. And a Central Illinois farmer has been elected chairman of the United Soybean Board. That is the checkoff board that funds research and promotion activities that bolster the soybean economy. He was elected as chairman, where he had served on the board for 7 years.
I've served about 4 years on the executive committee, so just kind of a lot of hard work and being willing to serve people and work for my fellow soybean farmers have got me to this point. You meet a lot of people, you meet a lot of great farmers. It's just very cool for a farmer from Morton, Illinois to be able to do all this.
Farney says the United Soybean Board is farmers helping all farmers.
The biggest thing is it's farmer-led, farmer-driven, farmer decisions, and farmer finance. So that is probably the biggest thing that I'd like to get across, is that this is farmers working for ourselves, trying to better ourselves, being collaborative in looking for new uses and promoting our product.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you to talk about some interesting changes in the soybean supply situation. I'll give you the latest numbers after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Last week, the Department of Agriculture surprised a few traders and a few farmers with the announcement that soybean supplies in the United States will be smaller than previously forecast because of rising demand from domestic processors. The government also lowered its forecast for global stockpiles of soybeans due to the reduced crop in Argentina following a months-long dry spell in that key export country. But the cuts were smaller than market expectations. Soybean futures quickly retreated from the session highs they hit shortly before the report was released. Soybean ending stocks for the 2021 marketing year were seen at 175 million bushels. That's the lowest in 7 years, reflecting a 15 million bushel increase to demand from processors. USDA gave that report in its monthly World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates. The market might be just a little disappointed with people maybe looking for a smaller soybean number. That, according to Craig Turner, who is a senior at Daniels Trading. But he went on to say, at the end of the day, the trade is looking at exports, and this report sets us up for a very big January report. The world soybean stocks view was cut to 85,640 million tons. That's down slightly from the 86.5 billion tons. And USDA dropped its harvest outlook for Argentina by a million tons, and it left its outlook for harvest in Brazil, which is the world's biggest producer and exporter of soybeans. It left the Brazilian number at 133 million tons, despite dry conditions that delayed planting in Brazil. And so analysts had been expecting the report to show U.S. soybean stocks at 168 billion bushels and world soybean stocks at 85 billion tons based on the average estimates given in a poll by Reuters. And so we're looking at maybe not quite as much grain and soybeans as we had looked at earlier, but I think we still have enough to meet the demand around the world for soybean stocks, and hopefully that will mean pretty good prices for soybean farmers in the U.S. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the Big Green Egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a Big Green Egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Soybean farmers having trouble selling their crops should consider feeding them to beef cattle. In small amounts, soybeans are a good source of protein on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Are usually priced too high to be included in feed rations for cattle. But this year's dicey export market, weird weather, and low soybean prices are giving cattlemen an incentive to include soybean protein in the beef diet. This also helps soybean producers who, for whatever reason, can't sell the crop or have the space to store it. Carl Hoppe is an Extension Livestock System Specialist at North Dakota State University. He says the high fat content in soybeans has a higher energy value than corn and is a good source of protein for cattle. But on the downside, they can't eat too much because it starts affecting rumen fermentation.
We have to limit ourselves to around 7% fat in the diet. And in back calculating, that would be somewhere between 2 to 3 pounds of soybeans per head per day would be the upper end of that inclusion into a ration for beef cattle.
Hoppe says you can feed soybeans raw and whole without roasting or heat treating them first. However, it's a good idea to have them tested.
In this year, we've got some drought situation going on in North Dakota, so knowing just how complete the beans are, if they're not filled out very well, they might have a higher protein content, a less than oil content. So knowing what you're actually having the soybeans is important. Now, most feed tests do not analyze for fat content, so you'd have to ask for that to be a special test.
Producers should also consider testing soybeans for mold and mycotoxins that can impact animal health. Mold doesn't have to be visible for mycotoxins to be present. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about feeding soybeans to cattle at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Hello and good Wednesday afternoon. Sip back with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through the lunch hour now, still quite a bit of choppy trade higher in the livestock, but now starting to see a mixed to mostly lower day in the grains. The wheat complex continuing to drop. March Kansas City wheat now down 7 cents at 559. May to 563 1/4. That's also down 7 cents. Corn, though, still hanging on to a slight gain. March corn is up 2 at 426 3/4. May to 429 a bushel. That's up 1 1/4. However, through the oil seeds, we do see the soybeans now starting to drop, including January beans just up a half a cent at 1185. March is unchanged at 1188 3/4, and then slightly lower numbers beyond that. January soybean meal still sharply higher, up 530 to 393.50, and the oil down 16 points at 3903. Cotton complex still slightly higher today. March cotton up 12 points at 75.71. Now we'll look through the livestock. Again, still sees a mixed to slightly higher day, except the lean hog still red. February hogs down 80 cents to 65.65, April to 68.95, that's down 62. Both live and feeder cattle, nothing but grain. January feeders now up to $140.90, that's up 80. March is up 87 to 141.77. Live cattle also with a slight jump. December live cattle up 25 cents to 108.85. February to 113.70, that's up 82 cents. Energy markets have also turned for the positive. January crude oil up 14 cents to 47.76 per barrel. Unleaded gas now up 2 cents a gallon, back to 135. Heating oil up 1 to 140. 247, though natural gas still a bit lower, down 3 at 265. A look now through the metals sees a positive day with December silver up 42 cents to $25 an ounce. December gold's up 590 to 1858.20. Stock markets today still little movement. The Dow still slightly down, but the S&P and the NASDAQ trading higher, and the U.S. dollar index down 8 points at 90.33. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market update and all other market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 financed.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KMDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.